I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Pakistan has a monsoon season every year, but this year has been very different. Since July, rain and flooding have killed over 1,000 people and affected 33 million. The government has declared a national emergency. But Nehemiah with FMI says the government hasn't done much to help the situation.
There is no one federal government in each provinces. Each province has their own government. So there is no harmony between the government. And we cannot see government anywhere in the disaster management situation.
Nehemiah describes entire roads and villages being washed away. While the nation suffers, its marginalized Christian community suffers even more.
Most of the time, majority have resources, but Christians in Pakistan, they are living in a very, very difficult situation. They're living like walking on a sword.
An Unfolding Word works alongside church planters in a South Asian country we can't name for security purposes. CEO David Reeves recently visited partners there to troubleshoot issues and plan ahead. One partner recently completed New Testament translations in 15 languages. Other partners are laying the groundwork for new projects next year.
The South Asia context continues to expand, and they're doing a lot of work with unreached people groups. As they work with these people groups, part of the problem is there's no scriptures or anything to communicate the gospel and their heart language.
Read the full story online to learn how you can support church-centric Bible translation.
And our goal at Unfolding Word is focused on equipping the church to do Bible translations for themselves.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.